Maybe we should get to this segment that Nick has worked so hard on as we welcome you back to Crunch Time. Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Like John Oliver says, and now this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
The U.S. Open lightning round. Our score's going up, our score's going down. Well, they cut out the fescue. The numbers are red, the lightning round.
Wow.
I'll
go 3 out of 5 on that one. That was decent. So like you were talking about, in 2011, the logo Jerry West joined the Golden State Warriors front office, where he was involved in basketball operations to business sponsorship and marketing endeavors. West has been as successful of a front office person as he has a player. He's now reportedly going to take a role with the LA Clippers, who also announced they'll be building a new stadium near the NFL stadium that's being built in Inglewood. It's been 5 years since the Clippers won less than 50 games, but they've yet to get past the second round of the playoffs. So Jerry West brings success with him wherever he goes. What percent chance do you give the Clippers of winning a title in the next 6 seasons?
Wow, 6 years, he'll be 85.
Well, I didn't want to make it too soon because it took time to build with the Warriors. Oh, God. It took time to build the Warriors and even the Grizzlies up to something. But the Clippers, I mean, they already have a decent roster.
How about this? Even the Clippers are Jerry West proof.
Wow.
No chance of them winning a title.
Wow. From the day Warriors-Cavs ended in Game 7 in 2016, everyone knew Part 3 would be happening in 2017, and it did. Kevin Durant has an option to rejoin the Warriors at $24 million next season, and Stephen Curry is a free agent, and depending on what deal he takes, could change who the Dubs add, as well as 2015 Finals MVP Andre Iguodala could be gone from the team. Meanwhile, the Cavs ownership, aka LeBron James, will want to add another superstar to his team that will be able to compete while James is sitting and not completely fall apart. So with all of this in mind, what percent chance do we see Cav Warriors 4 A New Hope in 2018?
We're going to see the same final next year as this year, a percentage.
Yes.
How about 70? Right now, unless there's a dramatic move either way, and by that I mean a departure, I don't think Boston is maybe Boston is probably the reason I'm not 100, so okay. I'll go 70.
The Milwaukee Brewers have been in first place for 25 days in the NL Central. They're 2 games up on the Cubs. The Cubs spent 24 days in first place. They're 1.5 up on St. Louis, and the Cards have spent 9 days in first place this season, and they're 2.5 up on last place Cincinnati, who have even spent 19 days as the leader of the NL Central this year. What team did I miss? The Pittsburgh Pirates. Between Starling Marte being suspended for 80 games for PED, Jung Ho Kong can't even get a work visa to play, and James Tallien has missed a month while battling testicular cancer, and superstar Andrew McCutchen leads the team both in homers, RBIs, but also in strikeouts, and they have not led for a day in the NL Central so far this season. So what percent chance do you give the Pirates of leading the NL Central for at least 1 day this season?
I have a feeling that the Cubs are starting to figure a few things out. I think St. Louis is a little bit better. I just don't trust Pittsburgh's offense, and I don't think their pitching is that good. They're just the epitome of mediocrity, so maybe they can get hot, and I'm going to go 0 again. I don't think they ever get in first place.
Okay. As you mentioned yesterday, the Washington Nationals closer Cota Glover had an all-time baseball injury when he tweaked his back in the shower before the Nats game on Saturday, blew a save, and was placed on the DL. The Nats bullpen has been atrocious this season, about as bad as the rest of the NL East on a whole. Last season, the Nats traded for Mark Melancon because they needed a closer, just like they do this year, and then in the offseason lost out to the Giants in free agency. The Giants are obviously bad enough where they can afford to trade away a player they just signed to a 4-year, $62 million deal for the 32-year-old right-hander. What percent chance do you give the Giants trading Mark Melancon back to the Nationals?
Wow. You know, if you said what are the odds of the Nats making a big move to get a closer, I'd say like 101.
Right.
As far as Melancon, I think the Giants are of the opinion that this could turn into a throwaway year and they can get back right in it next year. But for the right prospects and the right deal, I think that they're wise enough. So I'd say 25%.
Cool. Now, I didn't get your U.S. Open prediction before the round started, but at the end of day one, Ricky Fowler leads after shooting a bogey-free 65 7-under, leading the clubhouse by two over Brian Harman and Tommy Fleetwood, while last year's champion Dustin Johnson shot a 3-over 75 and is tied for 109th. So a two-part question, what percent chance do you give Fowler of going wire-to-wire, and what percent chance do you give Dustin Johnson of repeating?
Well, Dustin Johnson's, it's not going to happen. Coming from 10 back on that track, even though he's a big hitter like the Lama, I'll give him a 5% chance, and I'll give Fowler, he's kind of due. He's the guy, the young player, best never. I'm going to give him a 25% chance of wire in the field.
Okay, last one here. The NCAA has given a ruling on the Louisville sex for play scandal that involved head coach Rick Pitino. Basketball program will have all records from December 2010 through 2014 vacated. Louisville is on a four-year probation, and head coach Rick Pitino has been suspended for the first five games of ACC play. The only question now is if the Cardinal will keep their 2013 championship title as a part of those vacated records. So, what percent chance do you give the NCAA of taking away Louisville's 2013 NCAA championship?
Well, through all these appeals, there actually is a chance if they're going to start removing. So, even though it's ridiculous and they did win the title and nothing is ever going to change those memories or the celebrations or who won their brackets or what bets were paid out.
I won my bracket.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give it about a 25% chance, but it just doesn't matter. And that wraps Crunch Time.